You've been listening to Mentoring Matters, Mentoring in Today's Business World with hosts Rainey Petrin and Dave Carson. If you have a question for Rainey, Dave, or their guests, please call us now at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now, back to Mentoring Matters.
Welcome back to Mentoring Matters, Mentoring in Today's Business World. I'm your host, Rainey Petrin, along with my partner, David Carson, who joins us from the UK. Welcome back, Dave.
Thanks, Rainey.
And today we've been talking about best practices in mentoring. And right now we want to focus on the best practices in supporting mentoring programs. To that end, Dave's going to start us off by talking about support for the mentoring program manager.
Okay, Rainey. Well, something to remember is that if you cut corners in setting up a mentoring program, then apart from the participants being disappointed, you'll find that program managers will be stressed out trying to deal with the resulting issues. Now, Rennie, I don't know if you've ever had a mentoring program manager whose job role was to manage a mentoring program, and that was it. Have you?
No. I've never run across a full-time mentoring program manager. That would be a luxury probably beyond most people's understanding.
Absolutely. So you can imagine, you know, they've got other things to do. And how would it be if their phone was ringing all the time, they had loads of emails to answer? They wouldn't be best pleased, neither would the participants. But I guess at the end of the day, neither would we, Rennie, for setting up the program that way.
Yep.
So by setting up the program correctly, by taking time to design, give the program guidelines and empower people, we're really taking a lot of the issues away right at the start of the program, don't you think?
Yeah, and I think that that's the key. If you set up the guidelines properly and the structure is good, then the program manager spends less time having to do the tending and can focus the time they do have to tending to the right issues as opposed to putting out the fires that would not have occurred had we had the right structure in place to begin with. Because, you know, being a program manager, you know, although it doesn't involve a lot of work after the initial design and matching, there is some work to be done. For example, there are regular check-ins with the pairs that they should be doing. Right, Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, what I found is good are the quarterly meetings,
yeah,
going in every 3 months, getting together with the group and the program manager. Definitely.
Yeah, and that's an important feedback loop that helps to be able to spot any issues that may be coming up, be able to address those. They also have to provide periodic updates to senior management on how the program is working. That's another piece. And the most important role is serving as a resource, a facilitator, to all three of the key players we talked about earlier in the segment, the mentor, the mentee, and the mentee manager.
Absolutely.
Again, I don't know if you found this, Dave, but I found this direct correlation between how much time a program manager needs to provide support for based upon how structured the program is. The less structure you have in terms of guidelines, training, and check-ins, the more time it's going to take for you to be able to, you know, put out the fires that are going to come up because people won't know what they're doing and won't be doing it effectively.
Well, that's correct. So remember that mentoring needs tending to. You just can't set the program up and leave it because people need to know they're accountable and, of course, there is an interest in their success.
Yes. And you know, as I mentioned earlier, Dave, we certify our program managers. And so anybody who might be interested who is a current mentoring program manager who wants to learn more about our certification process should go to our website, www.management-mentors.com, and click on certifications and be able to get that information. And that will also help to clarify what we mean and what's involved in how we see the role of the mentoring program manager in our programs. Okay, well, we're going to listen to a couple of skits. The first one is between a program manager and a mentor.
Hi, Monica. I just wanted to check in with you to ask how things went with your mentoring session last week.
It's going okay. I'm learning a lot from my mentor.
Is the relationship meeting your needs and your expectations?
Yeah, I think so.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, David really does have a lot of expertise and a lot of experience that I am finding very valuable, but I just wish he were not quite so controlling.
So how do you feel that he's being controlling?
Well, a lot of times in the sessions, I really feel like I'm a student rather than a partner in this relationship. You know, he'll tell me about his expertise. He gives me work to do, and then the next time we meet, he evaluates how well I've done it. And I had expected a little more give and take, kind of a collaboration between us.
Have you been able to bring this up to him?
I did bring it up at our last meeting, but it didn't really seem to make any difference. He feels pretty strongly that his role is to guide and direct me so that I don't make any mistakes. And I don't get the sense he has a lot of confidence in my abilities.
So was it ever resolved, the whole situation?
No. I mean, it really wasn't. I mean, I don't think it was. I just think that this is how he prefers to mentor and that it's really something I need to work within that framework.
I don't think in the long run that's a strategy that's going to work for the two of you. I think you should bring this up again with him.
I don't know. I just don't know if it'll do that much good. I mean, he really does feel strongly about this.
Maybe, but the relationship has got to work for both of you for it to be successful, not just him.
Okay, I'll try.
Do you want to talk about how you might have the conversation with him? I'm happy to help you strategize on that if you'd like.
No, you know, I appreciate the offer, but I think I can manage on my own. I'll let you know what happens.
Okay, definitely give me a call after you've had your session with him.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, Renny, the thing that jumps out at me when listening to the conversation, it seems to me that the mentor is a bit too direct with the mentoree.
Yeah.
Does that cause some issues, do you think?
Yeah, I think that what we have here probably is a mentor who's falling into a trap that happens for a lot of mentors. Almost a sense that her role, Monica's role as a mentor, the mentor's role is that of controlling and being responsible for the mentee's success. And so they start managing as opposed to mentoring. You know, when you're being that direct and you're insisting upon certain things like that, there may be really a lack of being able to feel comfortable as a mentor to let the person facilitate their own development.
Absolutely. I was wondering, Renny, getting back to our training program, one of the things that we feel strongly about is the way mentors and mentorees communicate. I mean, there are some people who will create mentoring programs, and to help mentors and mentorees, they go through a sort of learning styles questionnaire, which it's good, and it helps for the mentors and mentorees to understand how they learn. But, you know, our belief is if there's not much communication at the start, there isn't going to be much learning.
Exactly.
And so we have developed our communication styles and mentoring, which is unique to management mentors. And
yeah.
I was just wondering, Renny, going through that exercise and identifying each other's preferred mentoring style, this would help this pair if
yes.
they reflected on the communication
yes.
style.
Because they
it?
Could use that style to talk about how they're different and talk about, I could say to my mentor, can we talk about our styles? It seems to be a very directive, and I find that I'm much more, let's say, collaborative. And can we talk about maybe changing this a little bit? And that's a safer way to have this conversation rather than saying to my mentor, well, you know, you're just too direct, and that's not very helpful. That's a little bit more accusatory. You know, that's one of the tools that one can use. We've been listening to the conversation between the speaker and the mentor. Now let's hear the conversation between the speaker and the mentee in the same scenario.
Hi, David. I just wanted to check in with you to ask how things went with your mentoring session last week.
The relationship continues to go well, and we had some useful conversation with Monica. Right now, we're focusing on understanding financial data and how to use that data in presentations.
So how's that going?
It's going okay, although we did have to clarify the purpose of the relationship during our conversation.
What do you mean by that?
Well, Monica feels like I'm too direct, that I provide too much structure in the relationship. She feels that I've been helpful, but she'd like to be more independent in terms of working through the issues. And I had to clarify that she's not quite ready for that as of yet. And there's still a lot of financial stuff that she's unfamiliar with and needs guidance from me in gaining greater expertise. It's like she wants to fly before getting her wings.
So how did she respond when you had the conversation?
I think she understands where I'm coming from, even though she's still somewhat impatient. But I think she knows that what I'm thinking of is what's best for her, and that in time we'll get to where she wants to go, you know, that being her able to make more decisions on her own.
Have you checked that out with her to make sure that you're both on the same page with that?
Well, I have no reason to think that she doesn't agree, but we are supposed to talk today, so I can check it out with her to make sure.
That's a good idea. I think it's really important for both of you to state your expectations in this area and then to come to an agreement that will maintain the value of the relationship for both of you.
Well, Renny, you know the thing that comes out of this for me is that there's not really much dialogue going on here.
Absolutely.
Not much discussion at all, is there?
No. And you know what, Dave? The issue here is the mentee is willing to take the risk to really let the mentor know how she's feeling.
Yes.
That's really the issue. And it seems to me that what she's really saying is, well, I'll try to have this conversation, but I think I can manage on my own. I'll let you know what happens. And for me, that's not a sign that's likely to be resolved. It doesn't give me confidence that she's likely to confront her mentor about the fact that it's not working for her. And that really is an issue for mentees. And I think that's why the training is so important, because when we train people, we talk about negotiating, a process of confronting each other when issues don't work out. And this is an area where that's what she should be referring to in order to be able to address this issue. Because if it's not addressed, this relationship is not going to work.
Absolutely.
And that's part of the issue. Well, unfortunately, we need to take a break right now. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation about mentoring and best practices.